And now it's time for sports. Okay, this week we are going classic, like classical, like really old school. You know, Rome, Cicero, Latin. We're talking Latin this week. Specifically, we want to talk about interregna, or interregnum, if you please, which is a fancy way of saying a gap, because the NFL is in the middle of a big old interregnum at the moment. And for more, we are joined by who else but our own Marcus Aurelius, NPR's Mike Pesca. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Wow, I like it. Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, I thought you would. Interregna. What do you think?
Well, yes, this is the week that the football fields lie fallow between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. Of course, there's the Pro Bowl, where players, based on their ability to play press coverage and blitz and block kicks, are selected to be in a game where you're not allowed to play press coverage, blitz, or block kicks. I could run down the Pro Bowl forever, but there's really no football this week. It's not exactly a bye week, but there are 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
And
a time for reflection.
I highly doubt they carve this time out so the players can sit at home and do some meditation. I mean, why do they do it this way?
That's right. They've done it since Super Bowl I, although in Super Bowl IV was one of the rare exceptions. It is to increase the hype, but to get the TV people in place and to make the Super Bowl a bigger, better spectacle. It's now just such a multimedia and multi-billion-dollar extravaganza that the people other than football people feel like they need the time to do it. And lately, there's been a reflection in the ratings that it's working. As much as people complain, can we just get to the damn game. By the time that game comes, most people are watching.
So what do coaches and players prefer?
Well, if you look at the statistics are there have been 47 Super Bowls and 40 of them have been played with 2 weeks off. Of the seven where there was only 1 week off, five were scheduled to be that way. And then there was a player strike in the 82 season. And after 9/11, they kind of compressed the schedule. So what happened was we saw seven games where there was only 1 week off. And four of those seven games were really close. There was the time that the Bills just scarcely lost to the Giants, got Norwood wide left, and there was a Patriots comeback. So actually, I think that with 1 week off, you sometimes get better games. Players say they like 2 weeks off, a little bit time to rest. Coaches say they like 2 weeks off, a little bit more time to strategize. But just because they say that and just because they're in a comfort zone with more time to strategize, it's not always logical. Like I mentioned a couple of games where the Patriots pulled a big upset in the first time they were in the Super Bowl under Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. And another game I talked about was when the Giants beat the Bills. Turns out Bill Belichick was the defensive coordinator of the Giants. And in both those games with 1 week off, I think a big factor in those upset wins was that one coach out-strategized the other. And I think sometimes if you give it 2 weeks, you don't have that time to sneak up on a team. And that's and Bill Belichick was that coach, by the way. But if you ask Belichick now, because he's been in so many Super Bowls, he does say he likes the 2 weeks off. Not always logical.
Oh, man, I need an interregna to process all of that. do you have a curveball this week?
Yeah, sure. So I'll take you to last night's Northern Illinois, Eastern Michigan game. Northern Illinois pulls out to the early 2-0 lead. And then they go cold, very cold, 29 straight misses. Northern Illinois shot 1-for-31 from the floor in the first half. They scored 4 first-half points. Earlier this year, they had scored 5 first-half points. So it's not good. It's not a good effort. So you know who I feel bad for other than, the guy who has to maintain the rims after the balls clank on them?
Yeah.
The guy who has to write this up for the Northern Illinois website. He has to emphasize the positive, and he starts off with this sentence: Northern Illinois posted its best defensive effort in 7 seasons, allowing just 42 points, kind of glossing over the fact that to quote Coach Mark Montgomery, I wouldn't say we were taking bad shots. We had makeable open shots. They just wouldn't go in.
You gotta look for the silver lining.
That's right.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.